People often ask me, Ariadne, what is the best way to get ahead? The answer is to sever its connection to the C1 vertebra and remove it from the vertebral column. Just a little joke. You see, it is important to maintain a healthy sense of humor. Stop struggling or I'll put a paralyzing spell on you. When I began my training as a flesh crafter, the options for women were severely limited. After finishing my bachelor's degree and my master's, I was one of the first Valorian women to gain a doctorate in medicine. Never once did I let the expectations of others around me cloud my judgment. Being a woman in a male-dominated field is challenging, I will not deny it. People have called me bossy, unreasonable, demanding, criminally insane, an architect of suffering beyond comprehension, and I simply refuse to engage. If people want to test me, whatever I do to them next is their own fault. But I don't need to tell you that, do I? You can't be afraid to be unpopular among your colleagues, but that doesn't mean that fostering connections is not important. Those you cannot endear yourself towards are going to become your enemies. Don't fall into the trap of thinking that you must behave like a man in order to get ahead in the workplace. You, as a woman, possess a unique charm that, if wielded wisely, can be one of your greatest weapons. Use it to endear men to you, and bring them around to your way of thinking. Men are more compliant when you can convince them that they came up with all your brilliant ideas. But really, they're just meat puppets, and you're holding the strings. To be taken seriously, above all else, you need to be absolutely devoted to your craft. Follow your passions. Go wherever they may lead you. If the field you work in isn't the reason you get out of bed every morning, you might as well go back to the shirtwaist factory because you are wasting your life. I've known what I wanted to do with my life since I vivisected my first field mouse at 9 years old. Did I know any magic yet? No. But did I let that stop me? Absolutely not. With all that said, you still mustn't let your work consume your life. A successful working woman has organized her time to make equal room for work, leisure, and caring for one's family. The importance of hobbies cannot be overstated. I, for instance, am a member of a number of women's social clubs. Cycling, self-defense, bridge, and I used to be in a sewing circle before the other ladies disappointed me. And of course, I still maintain a very close relationship with my son, even though he is now a high-ranking army officer. Look at me rambling on. Where was I? Are those restraints tight enough? Yes, you're not going anywhere. This may hurt a bit. Well, a lot, actually. You didn't need that liver, did you?